Monsieur Don Sagres.
Great. My name is Don Sagnas. Before I start the whole work, I want the camera to look all around the wall. I think it just says the word. I'm going to talk about, you want to put the map on W5C? Okay, right there. The one that says Saginaw's family, that's my grandfather's trap line. And if you look around here, there's a little girl over there. She's the sixth generation of the trap line. And we have living proof we were there. And if you tell me a story about forestry, six generations. So the question I have on the part, like, I'll tell you my answer right away, straightforward. I say no more roads. That's it. The comment I'm going to make is, when you look at the lake on the east side, that's where all the Moose Mountains are. And you guys didn't even think, where are you going to cut? And all on the other side. And if you look at it, that's all the Moose Mountains there. You guys didn't even think of First Nations first. How am I going to feel to drive in my grandfather's lake or the other kid to drive on our grandfather, if there's no trees around the lake? How are we going to explain that? And the other question I have is, you see the I road? The I road, if you zoom it more, like closer to, on that island, there's a portage there. It's a 1% area there, that's for sure. Fact, we know it. Alan knows it, like all the family knows it. Yeah. Okay. Right there. There's a portage there. And maybe that's a 1%. We know a fact. It's a traditional portage to go to the other lake. And you're going to build a road right across without. And maybe Jean-Paul could answer that question, why you guys will build a road there. Like you guys would know, I'm a north side of Broadback River. That's where my trap line is, our family trap line. And the one we were talking about is W5C. That's the Saginaw family. That's my grandfather's trap line. So all people should go there. And right now, you guys know a fact that we're trying to protect the area for our traditional rights. And you guys sitting here thinking, like, who knows my traditional value, how important it is. Maybe if you look around you, at your place, if you see a tree there, if I cut the tree, what's going to happen? What are you guys going to do to me? Every animal is very sacred in our traditional way of life. There's no animal that's going to be like left out. Every animal means something to the Cree Nation. And right now, when I seen this, like the question I It really touched me when I heard Jordan Epos talk, when you guys told him, what number is your trap line? It doesn't matter, his trap line. He's from Wasanape. He could speak for him. The trap line in Wasanape. That's how I see it. And when you guys talk about, did you guys explain to the authorized family, the W4, how much damage you guys going to do to his trap line? Look at that. It's going to be like, 50% of his trees will be gone? And all the wildlife will be gone there? And you guys don't show us how much damage it is after the forestry gets there. And on the section there, when you said the Cree Nation at section 30, when it says you can't oppose the roads, but could we oppose? There's two roads that's going to, they're inside about 10 kilometers, and the other one's about 4 kilometers in. Could we oppose that? Is it going to be inside the protected area that we requested from Wasanape? You know it's not over yet. It's just the beginning. And I see it the way I see it now. The tally man is left out. There's nothing there, no figures. Even when Ronnie asked the guy, how much you guys make a profit? And you want to tell me how much that tally man will get? He's going to lose part of his life. And here we're trying to save the last 10%. 90% of Wasanape trap lines are clear cut. And now, I was just talking to my friend. He said, if this would happen 40 years ago, we would never accept the road at their trap line. And now, I think it's too late. It's clear cut. When I talked to the old man, Joe Nipash, he stands with us with the protected area. I asked him, Joe, remember the time when we used to go hunting? We used to have his traditional trail right through his trap line. Right now, it's gone. Why? There's no trees there. He told me he would never recognize it. His son, even George, didn't even know where the trail is. They didn't recognize it. And I told the old man, if you would come, if you still have a chance to see our traditional trail, like he lived with my dad, and I told Joe, if you would come, you would still see the tree there, the trail. And Joe told me, yeah, I would like to see it. Like I know he's old now. So that's the question I have for now. Like maybe you could answer the question about what's the First Nation? Hey, hello, we're here. All you guys talking about is money, development. Here we're trying to save the last piece of our boreal forest. And how are we going to explain? How is that little girl going to explain when he goes there? Oh, the trees weren't there. There's no more trees. So it's a sixth generation. We have living proof here that we were here first. So, and here the other question I have is when you said to go in to cut, oh, we got to ask the government first. But who are you guys going to listen to, the government or us? When we say no, it's no. I think everybody knows the word no. It's a simple question. So I'll stop for now there.
Unfortunately, I have more questions than answers. And I'm hoping you can help me. There's a few things that you said that personally I feel strongly about. And I think when we're negotiating, when we're consulting, when we're meeting in our communities, it's an area that we forget and we gloss over quickly. And you said it when you said the tallyman, He doesn't have the right, it's not, you can't just tell him you can only speak for your trapline, you can speak for the whole Wissanabe territory. And, yeah. And I believe that as well. And what I find is our traditional structure of having traplines and tallyman, everybody loves that structure. Government administrators love the structure, developers love the structure, even in our own communities, we like the structure because it makes things simple. But I worry sometimes that it might make things overly simple. So I was going to ask you, when you're in a consultation, because a lot of times what I see is a developer will ask a tallyman, Danish da kuguinzi, exeguiatemen do so. Mui mugi aimume, new kutukweo, unitsigmao.
In consultation, families and relatives are not mentioned in consultation. So who speaks for the relatives and families who are not consulted when a consultant with tallyman is in progress? Only one tallyman should not be consulted, for all tallymen are affected by one consultation.
I will talk in English because the system translator got that. When you said about consultations, yeah, thanks a lot. 7 years ago, the first time when they invited me to do a consultation, I told the forestry company right away, my land's not for sale because they were going to give me a skidoo. The other guys, there were five of us. The other guys had skidoos. The other guy had a cabin. So when they reached me, I said, no, my land's not for sale. That's what I said. So from there, they never called me. They only wanted to make a proposal on the bridge. Of course, you know, I was against it. On that I road, I know the old man there said, I guess he got fed up. I guess he had some, they bought him out. And the forestry company told me, we're going to go ahead and build a bridge. So I told him, go ahead, build a bridge. But don't forget, my boundary passes right in the middle of the river. You got to stop. I'm on the other side of the river. So that's the question. Yeah.
And I had another question, but this one is for Matériaux Blanchet.
Yeah.
Because based on what Don was saying, and when we look at the map, I was wondering, how do you get to the east side of the trap line?
There's a hydro road there.
No, but I mean the road that we're talking about there. There.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How are they going to cross the lake?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the question.
La partie est du lac Kenoniska n'est pas accessible.
The eastern part of Lake Ananiska is not accessible with the roads we have today. We're talking about today, but it is accessible thanks to the existing road for Lake Kenoniska. It was part of W5C, but we didn't want to split the trap line. So we wanted to show W5C, but there is a part that is already accessible by road today.
And hopefully you could help me out.
Okay.
There's a lot of talk about caribou. Everybody's, you know, the federal government, the provincial government, the developer has his ideas about caribou, the Cree Nation government's working on it. And then we saw the map recently of where the caribou are. It kind of leaves the impression that where the caribou are drawn on the map, like, yeah, see where the darker spots? But that's where they always were. That they were never anywhere else than that, and that they weren't in your trap line, that there's not many caribou. So I was wondering,
my trap line is up north on the Broadback. Don't tell me that.
Farther north than, so,
yeah.
Okay.
That's my grandfather's trap line I'm talking about.
Okay.
1W.
On your grandfather's trap line, or even further south, traditionally, say before there was forestry operations, do people remember caribou being in that area, or they were always only in that area?
Okay, with the study they did on caribou, you'll be surprised. Before the white man came, we had caribous right up to St. Lawrence River. Schwinn, if you look at it from an air photo, there's a caribou head on the city. Now, and they had caribous all over, but when the forestry came, it knocked all the caribous out, extinct, right to the end of Broadback now. So maybe you should go and check it out there, and you'll see it, and you'll be surprised. Yeah, and Paul, check the history. See, I told you, we were here before the white man. So I want an answer on that 1% portage.
I mean, on the 1%, that's part of the, I'm assuming it's the consultation with regards to forestry. It might not come up in the road question. So as far as I know, that still has to be addressed.
Yeah, so that's what I said. So who's going to answer the question?
Well, at that occasion, the first road was outside the 1%, and this 1% protects the southern portion of Salamander Lake. The trapper asked us to deviate the road in order to be able to have access to this area, Mr. Otavarez area.
I know everybody know on 1%, like CNG will know the 1%, you cannot build a road over a traditional portage. So you're already going to break the law there.
If the trapper's position has changed, then that 1% is not very large, so it's not very complicated to deviate the road. It was moved at the request of the Taliban, and if he changed his mind, well, it will be moved again.
Traditional portage, that's the question. But when he said they could go over, so where on the lake part?
I think this is where my first question was going to. Because as soon as we say, like they say that at the Taliban's request, the road was moved. And I know when you say a traditional portage, it's not a Taliban's portage. It's the Cree Nation's portage.
What's the difference of it?
No, but that's what I was trying to get at in the question of.
When I say a traditional portage, it's every native portage.
Yeah.
So, and
but that's why I'm saying that the consultation process might be sometimes it's focused too much. I don't want to say too much, but you put the burden on the Taliban to represent the entire community.
And sometimes the Taliban is not informed. There were like the 1%. I know back here they made roads on 1% portages. Like, so now we still have a chance to like explain this to. If it happened to Paul Dixon's trapline, he had 1%. No, he would never allow it. And the question I had on that Section 30. We could still oppose the request we made for the protected area on that roads because they went inside like 5-10 kilometers on the other one.
I mean, as far as protected areas, I think the agreement foresaw that there was supposed to be continued dialogue on protected areas. It wasn't supposed to stop with the agreement. And the clause doesn't say people can't oppose. It's people can't oppose the process that we signed the James Bay Northern Quebec Agreement in Section 22, and that's what this is. That's what we're doing today.
Yeah. The other question I ask you, well, I'm starting to ask you all these questions, creation.
And just that if you, there's also other people, so
okay.
Please continue.
Okay. The last question, our protected area, Wasampi requested, is it still, I still have a chance to negotiate because the part they gave us, you want to show the part there that we had?
I think if the Cree Nation has proved anything, it's that there's always a chance to negotiate.
Yeah, thank you. And I want a written statement or proof here when that guy said they'll never, never cross Broadback River. Thank you.